This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Toshi in Japan. Here is the question. Hi, how do native English speakers distinguish between can touch and can't touch? They sound the same for me. Also, can tell and can't tell, can take and can't take, and so on. Thank you. Hi, Toshi. Hearing the difference between the positive can and the negative can't is sometimes tricky, even for native English speakers. But understanding these things can help. The difference in vowel sounds, word stress differences, and the ending sound in can't. Let's talk about the differences in vowel sounds and word stress together, since they are connected. Here are the sentence examples we will use. I can take you to the place today. I can't take you to the place today. In the positive phrase, can take, the usual a in can is reduced to something called a schwa. The schwa sound is similar to an sound, but weaker. But in the negative phrase, can't take, the word can't uses the true a vowel sound. In can't, the vowel sound is never reduced. This difference in sound is also connected to word stress, how loud and long we say each word in a phrase or sentence. In can take, the word take should be said a little louder and longer than can. However, in can't take, the word can't should be said a little louder and longer than take. Listen for the vowel and stress differences again in the two phrases. Can take, can't take. Another way to tell the negative and positive forms apart is through something called a glottal stop. It is a quick stop sound that happens when you close the vocal cords to briefly end the flow of air. In American English, we use a glottal stop for many sounds, including the ending T in the shortened words can't, won't, and don't. Now, listen to the examples again and see if you notice all of the differences more easily. I can take you to the place today. I can't take you to the place today. At home, you can also try saying these sentences aloud. And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Alice Bryant.